Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Wizards of Ecom. My name is Naomi, and I'll be your host for today. We have none other than the awesome Shash Singh joining us. He's founder and CEO of Lynx Digital, an agency that helps sellers generate 7 to 8 figures in sales revenue due to YouTube advertising, and also over the past 5 years has become one of the leading YouTube ad agencies. Shash, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure. And yeah, I'm glad to help you guys out with YouTube ads in any way I can.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. So for today, the reason I want to have you on the show, basically, I found your awesome free content that you share on YouTube, your YouTube channel, the Shash Singh Lynx Digital University. And I found it super, super helpful. And I love the way how you try to simplify yet very complex things to make everyone understand, hey, this is the way how to do things correctly. And when it's coming to YouTube ads, these are the things which you should do or should not do. So basically, that's why I would love to have your insights on YouTube ads, because most of the time people are aware that there are such things as YouTube ads, but they are not using it or they don't know how to use it to scale their e-com business. So therefore, what should one be aware of before starting with YouTube ads? I think this would be my first question.
Yeah, so it's actually interesting. A lot of e-commerce store owners think that YouTube ads can't work for e-commerce. They think that it only works for courses and so on, but that's actually not true. There are a lot of e-commerce brands really doing well with YouTube ads. You've had billion-dollar acquisitions like Dollar Shave Club that basically use YouTube ads as their main acquisition channel. And so there's been a lot of YouTube ad success stories. For example, one of our clients, we made them over $1.1 million selling indestructible shoes with YouTube advertising, right? So number one is YouTube ads can work for e-commerce, right? It's not something that just is for courses. It can also work really well for e-commerce brands and for basically direct-to-consumer brands. Now, the second thing you kind of need to know is that YouTube is different than Facebook. For one, the metrics that work in terms of the product that you can sell with YouTube ads are different than Facebook ads, right? So one thing I always like to say is Facebook ads usually works much better for lower ticket items, for products that are lower priced, while YouTube ads works really, really well for higher ticket items, right? Usually with YouTube ads, you're buying very qualified traffic and traffic that's very interested. They've watched a full video. They're very interested in your product. However, because of that, the click cost can be higher, but these people are usually buyers, like qualified buyers, and usually convert really well. So because of that, usually the rule we have is basically we want to make sure that if you're selling an e-commerce product with YouTube ads, you want to sell something that's a little bit higher priced. So usually, you know, what we've seen work well is, you know, $50 and higher works pretty well, right? Like we've gone lower. We've had products that have sold for $35 to $40. But usually with those products, the conversion rates were extremely high, right? So that's something to keep in mind. And that's why usually for beginner e-commerce sellers, I usually say, hey, test out on Facebook ads first and then scale on YouTube. Because one of the advantages of YouTube ads over Facebook ads is that scaling is a lot simpler. So with YouTube advertising, you can usually scale very aggressively. While with Facebook, you do really well at a $100 a day budget. But once you start trying to scale, things can really start kind of going awry and, you know, your cost per acquisitions can go up. So yeah, hopefully that kind of helps answer a couple of questions in terms of what you should have in terms of a product before you start doing YouTube ads.
Brilliant. Yeah, definitely. And also the fact that you were mentioning, hey, if you try to see how this works first, it should be like a higher ticket item versus like a lower ticket item. I think that for me is like makes total sense. And I think also for the listeners as well. What type of products does work for YouTube ads and which ones are the ones that you shouldn't go for besides the price?
Yes. So Honestly, I've seen everything. I worked with YouTube ads. I've seen things like apparel. So like, for example, one of our clients, they sell kind of like basically a very comfortable bra. So usually women's bras are very uncomfortable, and they basically create a bra that's extremely comfortable. And we were able to sell this with YouTube ads quite profitably. Another example was like, obviously the shoes, indestructible shoes. I've seen all kinds of products from basically personal grooming to, you know, kind of like keto and supplements. Honestly, I don't really think there's anything that won't work with YouTube ads. It's more that you need something that solves a clear pain point, right? So that's the one thing I will say. The only times I've struggled with e-commerce YouTube ads is when a product doesn't really solve a clear pain point. And then it's been really hard to sell that, right? Because people, they're on YouTube, they're watching YouTube videos, that you're interrupting them, right? So you have to solve a clear problem in their life for them to take action, right? Because with Facebook ads, oftentimes we're just scrolling through basically the newsfeed, right? And because of that, the barrier to go click on something is very low. So we look at something on Facebook and be like, oh, that kind of looks cool. So Facebook often does really well with curiosity-based basically products, right? So oftentimes on Facebook, you can sell something that's very kind of like, oh, this looks cool. It's a cool gadget. It doesn't really solve a huge pain point, but it's cool. It's $15. I'll buy it. While on YouTube, usually curiosity-based, you know, kind of products don't work as well unless they solve a really clear pain point. Because on YouTube, they're already doing something that is of a higher intent. They're already on their way to watch a video or so on. And because of that, they're only going to really go and buy something if it solves like a clear pain point. Otherwise, they're just going to keep watching the video that they're watching. So that's something to keep in mind. You want to really have a clear pain point that you're solving. And I mean that in marketing in general, you always want to have a clear pain point you're solving for. But especially with YouTube advertising, the platform really punishes kind of a weak pain point, right? So if you're not solving the clear pain point, it often doesn't work well.
I love that. How obvious does the pain point has to be in order to solve it? To give you an example, like, look, I have the problem. I need water. I don't have water. This is the water for you, versus someone just going with a glass of water, like casually from the living room to the kitchen, let's say.
Yeah. So for example, I'll give you an example of what hasn't worked well. So what I've really struggled with selling is furniture. So any kind of like, basically, like, let's say, you know, like interior design furniture, right? Where it looks really cool. And it's kind of like, oh, it looks like it would fit in well in a really cool house. But realistically, there wasn't a very clear pain point, right? So what I think would have worked better in terms of selling furniture is, for example, if you're selling a chair that helps you with back issues, right? So that's like a very clear pain point. Or a chair that helps you stay comfortable while you work very long hours. So those are things that will work well, while something that's just like, oh, this looks really cool and it could potentially make your room look much better. I don't think that's a clear enough pain point, right? That's much more, that's something that somebody who's already looking for that would buy. But usually if you're hitting somebody with a cold traffic ad, they're not already looking for that, right? So that's kind of an example of where you want to have a very clear pain point to solve.
I love that. So would you say that lifestyle items are not selling as well as, for example, things that you really need now to solve a problem?
I mean, if you can make your lifestyle product solve a problem, it will sell well.
Got it. Makes sense.
Right. So that's the key here. With YouTube ads, every single YouTube ad I've seen that has done well, every single YouTube ad I've run that has done well, has solved a very clear kind of issue, right? And honestly, every problem has a pain point it's solving. It's just that you have to be very clear on it. And you just have to figure out what that pain point is.
Yeah, makes sense. Really. What budget does it require for starters?
Sorry, say that again.
What budget do you require for starters? Because you were mentioning about Facebook ads and YouTube ads. What's the difference, budget difference?
Yeah, so in terms of budget, so again, this is going to really depend on basically who you are, right? Like if you're a big brand, you're going to start with a bigger budget. For our agency clients, we recommend at least a $300 to $500 a day testing budget. However, for our coaching clients, we usually recommend like $100 to $200, maybe $300, right? Because Obviously, if you're just running ads on your own, there's less cost involved in terms of paying an agency. So you don't really need to have a kind of a bigger budget to justify it. So I would say if you're just listening to this podcast, $100 a day is enough, right? Like even me, like right now I'm running my own ad campaigns for our agency and our course, and we're spending like 150 to 200 a day on testing, right? That's kind of a decent budget to get started with.
Got it. That sounds great. It's very similar also to Amazon PPC. So the price range, so I love it. It's just enough. We're talking about YouTube ads versus Facebook ads. What pros and cons do you have with each of them? For example, with YouTube ads, what you can do that you cannot do with Facebook ads?
Yeah, so with YouTube ads, the pros are that there's a lot of scale. There's a lot less compliance issues. Facebook often bans ad accounts out of nowhere, which I'm sure, you know, you've probably experienced, probably your viewers have, your listeners have definitely experienced that. So Facebook often just bans ad accounts left and right. And with YouTube advertising, one of the benefits is the scale, right? Because with YouTube ads, we've been able to scale campaigns to $25,000 a day. Usually you find it's a lot more stable than scaling. And because of that, it becomes a platform that's really good to expand out your customer base. While with Facebook ads, I think where Facebook really excels at is lower ticket items and lower scale, right? So if you're spending $100 a day, Facebook is really good at finding those customers at $100 a day. While with YouTube ads, usually if you're spending $100 a day versus $1,000 a day, there's not that much, you know, like the algorithm doesn't really do a good job until you're spending more money, right? So usually the beginning of your ad campaign in YouTube and you're testing ads is a lot rougher than with Facebook ads, where usually the first couple of weeks, first couple of months at a low budget are a lot smoother and a lot more profitable. So YouTube is definitely, in my opinion, the platform you go to scale, while Facebook is where you go to test and like kind of get your initial data and get some initial profitability.
Got it. So if I understood correctly, first, know exactly your audience, know exactly what they want and how to deliver them the right things and afterwards, or the right product. And afterwards you can scale and go to YouTube and yeah, just make or break the budget with it and make money, exactly. Obviously. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, got it. Is there anything common misconception when someone is starting with YouTube ads that they are not aware of?
So a common misconception is the creative. A lot of people, when they start with YouTube advertising, what they do is they essentially use the creative that's working on Facebook, and you can't really do that. You need to understand that YouTube is its own unique platform. So for example, on Facebook ads, you'll often see a lot of ads that they're kind of like slideshow ads, or they have some basic video, but there's no voiceover, there's no character, it's very low budget production with really kind of just like a quick demonstration of the product, but without any kind of story to it, without any kind of voiceover to it. And that works well on Facebook, because on Facebook, a lot of times when people are scrolling through their newsfeed, they are, what happens is they have the video plays and it's on auto mute, right? Like you don't have sound unless you click the little sound button. So because of that, the sound isn't as important with Facebook video ads. While with YouTube video ads, sound is really important, because every single video on YouTube has sound, right? Like sound is automatically enabled on YouTube. If you see a YouTube ad, it's got to have sound. And so because of that, usually what people miss when they translate their Facebook ads to YouTube ads is that YouTube viewers expect either a voiceover or a character, like a somebody in the ad that's actually demonstrating and showing the product, right? Like they want that human connection. And one of the big reasons for that is the fact that, you know, on YouTube, people are watching vloggers. People are watching all these videos where there's a human being taking them through the product, right? A human being taking them through the video and kind of explaining what's going on and being the narrator. So that's one of the key differences, is you definitely need that human being in there, whether it be a voiceover or an actual actor in the video ad.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And I would also say, obviously, the structure of the video is different. On YouTube, you want to have a very strong hook, so you grab their attention, and then you basically want to have a kind of a story arc, right? Like, so you basically have a strong hook, you build up credibility, Basically, why should they trust you or your company? You demonstrate the product, show the benefits. You need to have strong call to actions where you actually tell them to go click the link above or below. And you basically also want to show social proof in there, right? So basically you have this 1.5 minutes, maybe 2 minute video ad, and you want to make sure you have all these elements you're taking off. So social proof, build credibility and authority, strong call to actions, a strong hook, etc. So all of those in combination make a good video ad.
You mentioned something, 2 minutes. What is the best performing ad, or which products perform with which type of like timing?
Best. So in terms of the length, what I like to say is you need to, it to be as long as you need it to be to basically convince them to go check out your product and click the link, right? So you don't want to make it long just for the sake of being long, right? But at the same time, if you make it very short and you're not able to hit the key elements of persuasion and you're not able to show them kind of the key benefits of your products or the key features, then that's also an issue. So basically with the ad, don't try to hit a certain time length. Just try to hit those elements that you need to hit to convince them. And usually what will end up happening is the ad will be maybe anywhere from a minute to maybe 3 minutes long, right? And then you can test different lengths of ads, right? In our experience, usually our best ads are typically around the 2 minutes mark, especially for e-commerce. Although 1 minute can also work well. So it really depends on the product as well, right? Because certain products, if you have a product that has a lot of different cool benefits, right? So it can help the user in a lot of different ways. The ad might be a bit longer because you kind of need to show them all of the things that this product can do for them. While for other people, if the product is very simple and it has a very clear pain point at solving, the video ad could be a minute long and perform really well.
Mm. Totally makes sense. Yeah. By the way, I just like also shoot a very like unprofessional with my phone with a video for our Amazon channel, you know, and it was like our cat and he was like purring and it's like, you want to listen to all those 40 seconds, you know, it's like, it's just a simple cat purring, you know, what is, it's very like insignificant as you would say, but you want to stay there. So it's, and it's like nothing, you know, so definitely I can relate to what you were saying. If you're hitting those like the most important pain points and persuade people enough, you know, just enough, they will stay there with you. So yeah, definitely I agree with what you're saying. You are talking about creativity and scripting. How do you creatively script and shoot a YouTube video?
Yes, so in terms of scripting, so one of the recommendations I have with scripting is, number one, you need to follow structure, right? And the structure I like to follow is you want to have a very strong hook, grab their attention. You want to build authority and credibility. So why should they listen to you? So for example, if you're selling kind of a, let's say a product for cleaning windows, right? Just because I'm in front of a window. So you may want to start off with basically a hook that's like, hey, are you tired of dirty office windows in your office building? And do you want to solve this problem forever? Hi, I run the window cleaning company and we've solved window cleaning for hundreds of clients, right? So basically, you kind of give them some sort of authority that's, you know, it's like, yes, we run this window cleaning company. We've won the award for best window cleaner company in the world, right? So at a certain point in the video, it doesn't have to be right after the hook, but you do want to build up the authority and credibility at some point in the video, right? Whether it be either science backing up your product, whether it be some sort of award your company has won, basically you want to make sure that's somewhere in there. Now, what you want to really do with that hook is you want to really make sure you call out their pain point, right? So as I said, like, hey, are you tired of dirty office windows? And then you can dig deeper into this, right? Do you wish there was a way to just not have, do you wish there was a way to just have your office windows cleaned without ever worrying about it, without ever thinking about it automatically, right? And that's what we do, right? So we, and then you, you know, build up the authority and credibility a bit, and then you actually demonstrate the product. Now, I don't know, I guess it could be kind of like a window cleaning product cleaner thing that they're selling. And you basically show them that, hey, we've developed this window cleaner product based on NASA science that, you know, basically was developed while, you know, they were building the space shuttle because they needed to clean windows, right? So you're building a story behind it. Obviously, you want to make sure that story is real. This theoretical window cleaning product that's developed based on NASA is just something I'm kind of pulling out of my head right now. You know, you want to build a story about it and demonstrate it visually, right? So you want to make sure there's like basically visual edits in the video where you're perhaps showing kind of like infographics, or you're showing kind of, you know, basically different visual scenes to demonstrate whatever story you're telling them, right? And then once you've kind of shown them how this product works and the benefits of the product, you know, this product is proven to clean windows 50% faster than competition based on research and, you know, basically other benefits. And then really figuring out what their ultimate pain point is. Why do they want clean windows, right? So then speak to that, right? Like, you know, I know you want clean windows because you bring in these clients and they're paying you a lot of money and they see these dirty windows and they question your professionalism, right? So then you dig into what actually is the real reason they want clean windows, right? So you don't just want to look at the surface pain point, which is clean windows. You want to dig deeper in and figure out what the issues are there, and then you can make the ad to speak to that. So basically, there's also the element of call to action. So you want to make sure you have very strong call to actions in the video. So you want to make sure you tell them very clearly, hey, click the link above or below to go onto our website and get a free trial offer, you know, get a free sample pack, right? Whatever the offer is. So if the offer is a free sample pack and then they get auto rebuild onto like their a subscription, just tell them, hey, we have a free sample pack. All you got to do is click the link on the website and, you know, go scroll down below and you'll see our reviews and you can go click and get your free sample pack today. So you want to make sure you have at least two call to actions in the video, add in some social proof at some point as well. So basically telling them, hey, this hasn't just been used by us. We have over 10,000 happy customers. Here's all of our Amazon reviews. Here's our reviews on our Shopify store. So you can embed the reviews into the video, right? Like have a little scrolling portion where you just show all the reviews you have, and then have another call to action to close it out, because you want to always have at least two call to actions where you verbally tell them what exactly they need to do. So obviously that's kind of an oversimplification. But a big part is you want to have those elements, those core key elements that I mentioned, but then you also want to use your creativity, right? Creativity is huge. So you want to sit down with the team members and just brainstorm ideas, right? Like you really want to invest into your video ad, because the number one key to success with YouTube advertising is a really great video ad.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Oh, I love it. You're sharing the awesome, like golden nuggets. You were mentioning something super important at the beginning. Are you tired of blah, 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 blah? And then you offer the solution. There, my question would be, because there are these two pain points, like something that you love or something that you hate. I love this, therefore I would blah, 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 and then buying the product. Or I hate this, therefore I'm going to solve this problem. Have you tested both these, like love versus hate? And what's the findings if you did?
Yes, I mean, you want to test both. I would say, for example, for indestructible shoes, it was definitely kind of a more of a pain point, like hate kind of thing. Like, are you tired of work, you know, basically not being able to find work shoes that are comfortable? But I've seen other ads where it's more, I guess, positive. Usually though, I would definitely say start off with something that with a hook that just grabs their attention in whatever way, right? Whether it be positive or negative. Sometimes you can say a statement that's like, hey, do you want XYZ? And that will grab their attention and they'll want it, right? And that's for products where you're really focused on a gain. While there are other products that are just purely focused on solving a pain point, right? There's like, so for example, if I'm selling an Amazon FBA course, right? A lot of times, yes, you're solving pain points in the sense that people are tired of being broke. But in many cases, you know, if you go with the angle of, hey, do you want to earn an extra, you know, income that can kind of allow you to travel the world, that's going to work very well, right? Because there's like a very strong gain, right? And a lot of people in that situation where they're kind of considering an Amazon course, they don't necessarily feel like they have a huge pain point. So like that initial attention grabbing hook is going to be the gain. And then you can like dig into the pain points later on in the ad or in the video sales letter or in the webinar, right? So you can go with either angle, right? You can start with like the potential gain, like that they're really interested in, or you can also, if you have a product that just solves a clear pain point and it's like literally like they're just annoyed by something and they just want to solve it. In that case, it's just better to just start with like, hey, are you annoyed with this problem? Do you want to fix it? And then they'll want to fix it, right? So mm-hmm. It really depends on the product and offer.
Mm-hmm. Definitely love it. Chesh, is there any questions that I should have asked and they haven't asked until now?
Let's see. We've talked about kind of the products, talked about the, you know, the creative, talked about the budget. I guess if you want to get in more technical, you could ask about targeting options.
Sure, so let's go. Let's ask that. Yeah.
Let's do that.
You still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Targeting options? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's ask, what are the targeting options? Sorry, I thought that you were frozen.
No, okay. So in terms of targeting options, that's one thing where YouTube's extremely powerful. One of my favorite targeting options is custom audiences. So you can literally plug in a URL of a competitor and Google will create an audience that it thinks is kind of people that are similar to people who go to that competitor's website based on all the data that Google has with Google Analytics, with basically that huge network, right? So that's really powerful because, for example, for a bra brand, one of the audiences we used was other bra companies and those worked really well. So we target victoriassecret.com as a custom audience and then Google will go and deliver it to people that it thinks are very similar to people who, you know, go to that website. So custom audiences are incredibly powerful. There's also in-market audiences, which is basically people who are searching for certain products. So basically Google has these audiences of people that it thinks are interested in certain products. So those have worked really well. I've also seen audiences work really well that are basically placements. So targeting specific videos on YouTube. So if you are selling a beauty product, you can literally run your ad on a beauty YouTuber's channel, right? So let's say, you know, a certain beauty YouTuber is, she's very popular amongst your fan base. You can run ads on her channel and basically your ad will show up in front of her videos. So those are kind of a few options. There's also custom intent, which is based on what they're searching for in google.com. So on google.com, if they search for eyelash extensions, you can target them on YouTube. So yeah, there's an incredible number of audiences. And that's my favorite part about YouTube ads. There's just so much you can do with the audiences with YouTube advertising.
I love it. So basically, if you have your competitor here, let's say, because you're coming from e-commerce, you know your main competitors and you can run ads. But for example, like in this scenario, most of the e-com sellers, they don't care about the other stuff. They are on Amazon and that's all what they know. So in that scenario, where would you go to find them? Or find ways or their audiences?
I mean, there's always usually at least a few e-commerce brands that are selling off on Google.com, you know, not on Amazon, but on a Shopify store.
Okay.
And if there aren't, then this is your chance to become a really rich e-commerce brand owner, because if there's no competition outside of Amazon, you're literally the only person doing it, right? So then you just basically have the full field open to just scale. So yeah, I mean, basically, just doing some quick Google searches, you'll find other brands selling the same kind of similar niche or similar product. But usually, they'll show up. They're either doing Google PPC ads or they're doing Facebook. They're doing ads. Usually, it's quite easy to find them. If you're struggling, then go on Amazon, find those brands, and then try to see if you can Google the brand name to find their Shopify store.
Mm-hmm. Love it. That's brilliant. That's a small like nugget that it's like, yeah, it's super helpful. All right. I think I asked all the questions I had to ask. It's like, you're amazing. You're just sharing a lot of knowledge and a lot. This is what I loved about your videos. It's exactly the same person, like simplifying as much as possible, a super like very complex, issue. that makes, I think that's super helpful because it makes everyone understand, hey, if someone else like this complex could do it, I can also like at least start small. So yeah, definitely. I'm loving that. All right. What does working with you look like, Shesh?
Yeah, so we basically work with clients in two ways. We have an agency. So for clients who are usually already at the six-figure a month mark, basically only they own a seven-figure brand and they want to scale it to eight figures. We use YouTube ads to scale it and we do it for them. And the other thing we do with clients is we have a coaching and training program where we actually walk them through how to run YouTube ads and kind of help them, provide them with feedback and basically give them the whole training that they need to get started with YouTube ads. And usually those are for smaller brands or for smaller, basically sellers, right, who are looking to use YouTube ads. And yeah, basically, if you want to find out about basically what we do, you can go to linksdigitalagency.com and you can take a look at our agency services there. And I'd recommend you check out my YouTube channel, right? I think, as you mentioned, the YouTube channel, that's something we put a lot of work into. There's all those videos being updated every week. And we've got tutorials, we got strategy videos. So if you look up, go to my YouTube channel, which is Shash Singh and then Links Digital University, you'll find like an e-commerce playlist and that should really help you out.
Yeah, definitely. That's how I started and it helps tremendously. To be respectful of your time, I love to ask three questions, the final questions, wrap-up questions.
Yeah.
So first off, it's like, what's a $50 investment you recently made that helped you improve your video making skills?
My video making skills, $50 improvement, $50. I mean, I got a lav mic. Unfortunately, I'm not using it right now because it's at home, but it was like $40 and it's really helped my audio quality in in a lot of the videos that I shoot. And I would also say, I think that's definitely been a good purchase for improving my video making quality. Just good audio is essential.
Definitely. Do you mind sharing also the brand or something people might be interested in buying it?
I don't remember the brand name, but if you just look up Lavalier mic and just look up reviews on Amazon, just get something with good reviews and you'll be fine. They're all pretty good.
Definitely.
They're just like the clip-on mics. Those are the best. Like they're better than the directional mics. You just clip them on. They're easy to use. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What are your top three favorite books and why?
That's a really tough question because like they all change. I love science fiction. So I like I think Foundation series is definitely up there. In terms of self-development, I think Scott Adams has a really good book. The name is Scott Adams. One second, I'm gonna
starting to name. I'm starting to like you even more.
It's How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. I really like that book.
Yeah, me too. And also Scott Adams fan. Yeah,
I love Dilbert. So that would be another great one. And then from there, third book. It's hard to say because you know, like I have a bunch of books I really like. And it's hard to say which one would be like top three.
First,
I think
to your mind.
I guess
you can do it. You can do it. Come on.
Yeah, amazing. I think
it's
I think
fine.
Lord of the Rings was great. Like I really enjoyed reading the Lord of the Rings books. The Hobbit was great. I don't know. All the self-development books, they all just kind of, they just are jumbled together in my mind, right? Like, I feel like I feel like the books I really remember are like the really good, like story books.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Those are awesome books. All right. So how can people get a hold of you? Say hi, ask about your services, just chat or contact.
Yeah. So my YouTube channel, Shash Singh Links Digital University, there's a Facebook group we have called YouTube Ad Buyers where you can ask questions in there. And yeah, the website, LINX and then digitalagency.com. So linksdigitalagency.com is the third way. Yeah. And yeah, you can also reach out to me on Facebook. It's just my name and you can find me there.
Awesome. Well, Shesh, it was a pleasure having you on the show. I think that everyone, me included, learned a ton. And now I think it's like time for action, you know? Definitely.
Yeah, I'm really glad you enjoyed the interview, and I'm happy to help. And hopefully everybody who's listening to this, I hope you guys get a ton of value from this.
Yeah, I'm sure that they will. They will, because I did as well. And I think that if I did that, then they will as well. I'm super confident, as you can tell.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure. And everyone who's still listening, thank you so much for your time. And if you haven't already joined our awesome free Telegram group chat, please do so. It's amazongroupchat.com, where you can ask or share your ideas about the next topics. So till then, see you.
Bye. Awesome.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.